Welcome to the Marketing Mastery Podcast, built for financial advisors who want more clients, more impact, more growth. If you're tired of the fluff, the guesswork, and those cookie-cutter marketing tactics that, let's face it, never deliver, you're in the right place. This is where real advisors learn what really works. Proven strategies, powerful insights, and actionable steps you can use right now to fill your calendar and grow your business with confidence. Let's dive in. First, we have our Ask the Marketing Mastery Coach segment. You've got questions. We've got laser-focused, no BS answers. We're tackling real marketing challenges that financial advisors are facing right now and how to fix them super quick. Second, we have our
Marketing Mastery University segment.
Today's class is all about how to become a webinar master, one of the most overlooked, underutilized, and highest ROI strategies available to financial advisors today. Super low investment, massive upside. Webinars are a powerful way to consistently fill your pipeline with first appointments. Stay top of mind with clients and prospects and position yourself as the celebrity, authority, and expert in your market. Even better, we're going to talk about pre-recorded webinars so they work while you don't have to. If you're already doing seminars, this is an easy transition. Same message, broader reach, and far more leverage. Simply put, webinars should be an arrow in every advisor's quiver. And in this session, we're going to show you exactly how to use them the right way. Let's get into it. Don't go anywhere because the show starts right now.
Welcome to the Advisor Marketing Mastery Podcast with Mark E. Gaffney. This podcast is your front row seat to the proven frameworks, strategies, and the insights that have propelled thousands of financial professionals to the top of their field since 2003. The show starts right now.
Welcome to Ask the Marketing Mastery Coach, the Q&A segment where elite financial advisors just like you send in your most pressing questions and I give you direct, actionable answers how to help you market smarter, grow faster, and break through your next ceiling. If you're ready to get clarity, crush confusion, and convert more, let's jump in right now. So today, I'm going to do something a little different. Since I've started this podcast, the overwhelming amount of questions we've been receiving are about seminars, and in particular, why their rooms aren't as full as they used to be. It kind of breaks my heart a little bit. You know, because I talk to advisors and then the chatter starts to go around about, seminars don't work anymore. Seminars don't work anymore. And there's so many levels to that of why your train got off the tracks for seminar attendance. But I'm going to address all of that in here because there are so many non-best practices that are being utilized by advisors that they really become the bottleneck in their own seminar production. So I'm going to talk about best practices. So let me ask you this. When you host a seminar, what determines whether it's wildly profitable, or barely worth your time? Most advisors say, my content is great, or my ability to convert households into appointments, or my follow-up. But the real driver is simple. If you've got a pad and pen right now, you have to write this down right now. The real driver is simple. How many qualified people are in your room? I'm going to say that again. How many qualified people are in the room and is the room full? That is the starter point for return on investment with seminars. The starter point. If you don't have it, listen, I talk to advisors like, I'm okay with a half full or three quarters full room. I'm not. We're going to show you how to get back to full rooms all the time. You may be old enough to remember that. Okay, when you had full rooms all the time, there is nothing stopping you from that. Listen, you're paying for the venue, the mail, the meals, your time, staff, preparation, right? If 15 people show up instead of 40, your cost per prospect doubles instantly and your ROI drops before you even begin speaking. Let me say this again. ROI for your seminars begins with a full room of qualified prospects. That needs to be your focus out of the gate. Not how well you convert, not how great your content is or your follow-up. Am I getting up in front of a full room of qualified people? Listen, speaking of half a room drains energy. God, I've been in those. I know you have too, right? There's 8, 10, 12 people. I've gone to audit that and I've sat in the audience and I thought, put a bullet in my foot right now so I can call 911 and get out of here. It's so painful. It's painful for the presenter, you, and it's painful for those in the audience. And you might have a really good prospect sitting there, but there's such low energy in the room, okay, that they're not going to sign up, because what's happening is you can't command a full room, okay? Listen, with a full room, people are convinced that you're credible, okay? With a full room, your cost per attendee drops. With a full room, your cost per appointment drops. With a full room, your closing opportunities multiply. Your authority increases before you even present. As I like to say, before you even say word one, people are looking around and consciously or unconsciously saying, who is this guy? That all these people are here to see this person. The difference between 15 attendees and 40 attendees is incremental, may seem incremental rather, but it's exponential as far as ROI is concerned. So the real question is, can I afford to risk having a half full room? Can I afford to risk having a full room? By the way, this is the secret of the great producers. Write this one down. I mail strategically more mail, or I use a guaranteed program. Okay. So here are 10 reasons why your seminar needs to be filled every time to the brim, full with qualified prospects. I'm going to explain to you how to do it. And then I'm going to explain to you how you get it guaranteed. Let me say that again, underline exclamation point. Yes, guaranteed. Number one, full rooms multiply ROI. Guys, isn't this why we're doing it? For the return on investment? At MEG, we say you should be getting $3 to $5 for every dollar invested. The number one rule in getting ROI is a full room filled with quality prospects. That's where it all starts. Don't think of phase two, the seminar itself. Phase one, which we call pregame, is getting that room filled with quality prospects. A seminar has fixed costs, mail, venue, food, time, staff. A half full room costs the same as a full one, but generates half the opportunity. Plus, it's so painful to present, right, to that underfilled room. I've been in them. You've been there. It's painful for you, and it's painful for the attendees. More seats filled equals lower cost per prospect equals dramatically higher return on investment. Two, social proof drives appointments. When prospects walk into a packed room, they subconsciously think, if this many people are here, this advisor must be good. Full rooms create credibility before the advisor even speaks. I call it the Star Wars effect. Okay, maybe some of you aren't old enough, but in 1977, I was 10 years old. And I remember going to the theater and the lines were out the door, down the sidewalk, down the other sidewalk, and people driving by must have been saying to themselves, what the heck is that movie? And I got to go see it, right? So when you have that room filled, And by the way, side note, the energy in there is so good for you to convert, capitalize on that energy, okay? This energy, the other side of it is empty chairs. That's low energy. It kills momentum. It's bad juju, baby. Bad juju. Speaking to 40 engaged attendees creates enthusiasm and confidence. Speaking to 12 scattered attendees, it just hurts me even saying it. It drains energy. It weakens delivery. Energy impacts persuasion, and persuasion impacts closing ratios. Let me say that again. Energy impacts persuasion, and persuasion impacts closing ratios. I refer to that as having an event rather than a workshop. So you've got to start thinking about your seminars as an event. Higher attendance equals more appointments booked. Simple, right? On-site, when you book more on-site, your conversion, it goes up exponentially. I might only get 1, 2, 3 more appointments per seminar, but that could double my return on investment, okay? If 50% book appointments and you only have 15 attendees, that's 6 to 7 appointments. Maybe one new client comes from that. When you have 40 attendees, and let's just make the assumption for a minute that the room holds 40, you get 20 appointments. Yes, 20. And by the way, anytime you get 10 plus appointments, I call that a home run. And from that 20, you're going to have at least 2 new clients. In reality, it should be closer to 4. The math compounds fast. And at the end of the day, this is how you 2X your production with the same budget. A packed room positions the advisor as in demand, right? In demand, perception matters in wealth management. Scarcity and demand increase authority. A full room signals success, and successful advisors attract higher quality clients, right? Don't we all want those high net worth couples and individuals? Better rooms attract better prospects. It's kind of a side note for a minute, but in order for you to get that great room, yes, we do some things with the mail, but you've got to have a great venue. Okay, strong attendance increases the likelihood of couples attending when I've got a strong venue. And by the way, when I say strong venue, I mean an American steakhouse. Okay, that's where we're going to get, and that's Ruth's, Fleming's, etc. It helps the couple come out together. I don't want one of them coming out. I want both of them coming out for a beautiful evening together. Higher asset households will come out. Listen, momentum attracts momentum. Tip, American steakhouses, if I want high net worth couples and individuals. 7, consistency reduces risk. The biggest fear advisors have with seminars is what? What if no one shows, or what if I have a small amount of people? So a guaranteed RSVP program removes uncertainty. Predictability, or I should say predictable attendance equals predictable pipeline, equals predictable revenue. That's what it's all about. That's what we teach at MEG. $1 gets $3 to $5 back. That's what we teach. Follow-up marketing becomes more profitable. More attendees means larger follow-up database, more nurture opportunities, more long-term conversions. Even non-bookers become future revenue. Listen, this list is important, and you can make money with that list. It takes longer, but that is a list that will produce revenue down the road. 9, staff becomes justified. I talk to a lot of advisors like, oh man, do I have to really hire another person to come out here and work the seminars? So how do we justify that, right? We justify that, but with full rooms, because there's prep time, there's staff coordination, there's compliance review, presentation rehearsal, all those things. A low turnout makes the effort feel wasted. A full room makes it worthwhile. And number 10, listen to me. One full seminar can fund the next year of marketing. Not just your seminars, but marketing. One full seminar. If just 2, 3, or 4 clients close from a well-attended event, the lifetime value often dwarfs not just the marketing cost, but I always say this, you're going to have one seminar that just by the rules and averages, it's going to pay for all your marketing for the full year when done correctly. Full rooms don't just improve ROI. They can transform the entire year's revenue trajectory. All right. I want to tell you about a new product. Since 2008, I've personally been involved in close to 10,000 seminar campaigns. And I've always been searching for a better way to fill seminars, your seminars, with qualified prospects every night, every single time. And now I've cracked the code. I've teamed up with the largest mailhouse in the country, and together we've created MegaMail. If you're a financial advisor doing dinner seminars, you already know something important. You only get so many at-bats a year. Each seminar is a must opportunity to generate new clients and significant revenue. But here's the real question. What happens when the room isn't full? I call it the lost opportunity cost of empty chairs. Empty chairs means wasted money, wasted time, and missed opportunities. That's exactly why we created MegaMail. MegaMail isn't just another direct mail company. It's the first and only seminar marketing system built specifically for financial advisors that guarantees RSVP results and combines the mail campaign with high-tech targeting and MEG seminar mastery coaching, all included together before, during, and after each seminar. Let me repeat that. We don't sell mail. We guarantee RSVPs, and we coach and train you to maximize your efficiency throughout the seminar cycle, pregame, game day, postgame. And if we don't deliver, folks, on the RSVPs we promise, you don't pay. But what really makes MegaMail different is the strategy behind it. Before every campaign, we conduct a deep dive consultation where we analyze your market, your ideal client, your seminar goals, and your growth strategy. Then we deploy AI-enhanced targeting and hundreds of proven seminar marketing best practices developed from training thousands of advisors over the last two decades. And we don't stop once the RSVPs come in. We help you maximize revenue through game day coaching, appointment conversion strategies, and post-seminar follow-up systems designed to turn attendees into, yes, beautiful, wonderful clients. Our mission isn't just to help you fill seminars. Our mission is to help you double the revenue from every seminar you host. If you want to eliminate wasted marketing and start filling the room every single time, every seminar, go schedule a strategy call today directly with me at Mega Mail today. There's no pressure, no hard pitch, and absolutely no cost. Just real, practical value into a 15-minute Zoom. So if you're even thinking about leveling up your seminar marketing, go to markedwardgaffney.com right now. That's markedwardgaffney.com right now. Pick a time that works for you and let's chat. It might just be the most profitable 15 minutes you spend this year. Because once you experience guaranteed seminar RSVPs and full rooms every time, you'll never look at seminar marketing the same way again. Go to markedwardgaffney.com right now to set up your 15-minute intro Zoom and get your questions answered. Or call us at 855-88-MEGAMAIL. That's 855-88-MEGAMAIL. MEGAMAIL. Guaranteed results. Guaranteed. All right, got a question you'd like to feature on the show? Go to our website, markedwardgaffney.com, or DM us on LinkedIn. By the way, all questions will be answered whether or not we air them here on the show. And remember, you're just one smart strategy away from your next breakthrough. This episode was powered by MEG. When you're ready to grow with confidence, we're here to help you dominate your market. Until next time, keep mastering your marketing. Welcome back to
Marketing Mastery University,
the part of the show where we break down what's actually working in advisor marketing right now. Today's class is all about how to become a webinar mastery, a webinar master part two. Part one was last time. Just go back and look at that so you can get the pre-game on that. I'm actually going to go through the points that I covered real quickly. Webinars are one of the most overlooked, underutilized, and highest ROI strategies available to financial advisors today with very low investment. And I mean super low, in some cases zero. If you own the platform by which you do it, okay, meaning a webinar jam, et cetera, and you have Constant Contact or something like it, if you've already purchased it, then you have no investment when you go to your database. I'm going to talk about that. So the upside is massive. Webinars are a powerful way to consistently fill your pipeline with first appointments. Stay top of mind with your clients and prospects and position yourself as the celebrity, authority, and expert in your market. Even better, pre-recorded webinars work well. You don't have to. I'm going to talk about that. Imagine that. You can be on vacation somewhere. We set the whole thing up for you. You're pre-recorded for your webinar. You're getting appointments and you're not even there. If you're already doing live seminars, this is a real easy transition. Same message, broader reach, and far more leverage. Simply put, webinars should be an arrow in every advisor's quiver. And in this show, we're going to show you exactly how to use them the right way. Class is in session. Okay, I'm going to be talking about webinars. And last week, I did part one. Let me go over that because I would like you to go back if you want the part one of this. And that's MEG Webinar Mastery. I spoke about best practices, best type of webinar platform. And by the way, that is Webinar Jam as far as we're concerned, and we can teach you how to use it, how to open your webinars for maximum impact, two types of webinars, database and public, and custom presentations versus canned presentations, and how to be prepared, okay, and the practice involved so that you can use what you need to use. Today, I'm going to be talking about how to deliver your content. I'm going to do some case studies. I think you'll be fascinated by those. And then how to maximize appointments. By the way, that's what this is all about. Because I'll audit someone's webinar. They're like, Mark, I tried this. I had some people on there, but nobody signed up. And I'm like, holy crap, what a snooze fest that was. You put me to sleep. No one's going to sign up because they're going to think, when I come into their office, is it going to be a snooze fest like that? So we'll talk about what you need to do to maximize appointments, pre-recorded versus live, and the importance of enthusiasm and conviction. And that's a write-down moment, by the way. I don't care what you do in life. I always say, if you can add 1 ounce of enthusiasm and 1 ounce of conviction to everything that you do, life will get, I assure you, a whole lot easier. Okay, why we do webinars? Very low investment, potential high return. Great way to fill your pipeline with first appointments. Pre-recorded webinars, they work while you don't have to. If you're already doing seminars, super easy transition. Great way to stay in front of clients and prospects. Great way to position yourself. Okay, again, this should be part of what everyone is doing. We have an outline for you, and I'll let anyone who contacts us today, and I'll break into the CTA in a little bit. What I'm finding for the most part is that when I do an audit of someone's webinar, it's sort of this stream of consciousness PowerPoint. It isn't targeted in any way, shape, or form to do what we refer to as MEG as a funnel sale. Okay, taking care of the things that need to be taken care of so that at the bottom, it becomes a no-brainer to say yes to an appointment. And there are certain things that you want to cover with that. Number one is, am I gaining rapport and establishing trust? Number two is my content. Number three is, am I overcoming objections? And number four is, do I actually have a strong and persuasive closing at the end? Okay, how to deliver your content. Please take out your pen. This little box, okay, that you're in. Now, when you've got a live thing, you can move around and move your arms and do whatever you have to do. But when you do webinars, you're in a little box. And let me tell you something, that box is going to dumb you down and dull you down. So you've got to make sure you're a little, as my kids say to me, Dad, you're being extra, okay? You got to bring out your extra. Because if I talk to you the way that I would normally talk to you in the conference room, you know, we've got this chart here. And you can see on this chart that when you take Social Security at this age, you're going to, it's over, it's done, it's finished, okay? You got to take it up a notch, and you have to do things that are highly unnatural, like smile talking. This is completely unnatural to smile and talk at the same time. But I literally, and I have it on every camera that I ever use. Right now on this camera, I have a little yellow post-it that says smile. Smiling is very, very compelling to get people to listen to your message. Okay. Put all your important benefit information on a slide. You can actually use a cheat sheet, right? Because when you're doing a webinar, you've got your laptop up. There's the little lens right next to it. Here's the lens. You can have your cheat sheet so you never miss anything you want to say. You want to put the majority of the stuff on the slide. But if you're like me, I go well off the slide. Well off the slide. In fact, I love to go on tangents. I love to tell stories. And the only way to do that, okay, in the beginning, is to have a cheat sheet on the side. Here's another one. For in the beginning, when you're first getting started, short and punchy. Short and punchy. Short and punchy. Graphs and charts, awesome. I love them. Social proof, client stories, you know, client testimonials. And of course, I'm going to reiterate the whole smile talking thing. All right. So I'm going to do database. My first case study, all right, a gentleman. So it was the very first one he had ever done. I don't know if this is going to be your first one or if you've done a few, but I will tell you, if you've done sub 10 of them, you're just really dipping your toe in the deep end. You've got to get that 10th one under your belt. So here are the stats. We built the whole thing for him. Built it. All of it. So the email stats, 1,842 records in the database, one constant contact invite, one bombbomb.com invite, 120 people registered, 92 attended, 17 appointments, 12 clients, 5 prospects. So I get off, oh, do I want client? Yes, this one was about crypto, okay? He loves crypto as an advisor. He was explaining crypto to his clients, and his clients, 12 of them said, I want to get more information about crypto. Listen, sometimes you can't wait for them to come in for their annual review or their biannual review to tell them great relevant information now, okay? So I don't recall what he did as far as production and revenue from this, but I will tell you, this advisor with 17 appointments, 12 from clients, 5 from prospects, kicked some serious butt. All right, the second one. Oh my God, I love this. I love this. Okay. It is our webinar marketing mastery autopilot. You remember when I talked about earlier that you can record your, and in this case, with this gentleman that I'm talking about, he actually recorded his seminar that he does at various venues, shortened it up to about 40 minutes. Okay. Because when you start getting past that 45, 50, 55, you're getting too long for this. And here's what he did. You got to write this down. We only targeted through targeted direct mail households that had $1 million of investable assets and up. Okay. And we delivered food to their homes before the webinar began. And I've got study after study of 20, 20, 20. And you use the restaurant. So the delivery was from Morton's. And the next one was Frankie and Johnny's. The next one was Valbella. The next one was Morton's. Then Valbella again. It requires less mail, okay? And you, every time on here, a waiting list. He kills it. In fact, I have to tell you a side story. And by the way, we shot the whole thing. If you want more information, it's tough for me to describe this, but we shot it in our TV studio. So we had professional 3-cam, perfect lighting, sound person, hair and makeup, okay, great post-production for his seminar that he normally does in a venue. Now he can bring it to people's homes, only targeting $1 million in up households. So I get a text from him, and we do a lot of these for him. And the text says, "Hey, Mark, I got 6 appointments last night." "Hey, that's great. 6 appointments." And I said, "Good, good for you." I'll change his name to Frank. He's like, "You don't understand. I'm in Costa Rica right now with my family." And I'm like, "That is absolutely awesome. You're in Costa Rica with your family and your business is setting up appointments for you and you're not even there." That's perfection, folks. That's what we can set up for you with the MEG Autopilot webinars. The last one I want to talk about is a case study where I have an advisor that does television shows. You might be doing TV commercials or you might have your own show. And what we did both in the show and outside of the show is we did a TV commercial, a 1-minute spot to advertise to get people to her webinar, okay, which she called the Tax Freedom Summit. She got well over 100 people to sign up for that from her TV show and TV commercials. I don't recall the revenue she made from that, but you can use television. We can cut that commercial for you. So it's yet another way to get people to your webinars. Again, I can use the database, which that's where we start first, always in the database. Next, once we have mastered doing webinars, then we can make the investment to market to the general public, targeted direct mail or television. Hey, quick break from the show to tell you about something that could be seriously game-changing for you and your business. Today's episode is being brought to you by MEG. Since 2013, we've helped thousands of financial advisors just like you hit new production levels, bring in more qualified leads, and finally take control of your marketing. Whether it's seminars, webinars, TV, radio, referral systems, database marketing, you name it, we do it and we do it well. Now here's the part I don't want you to miss. If you've ever felt like your marketing is scattered, or you just know, man, we could be doing something better than we're doing it, the word I really like here is scattered. Let's talk. I'm offering a 15-minute Zoom call with me personally, not a team member, me personally. We call it the $1 million Zoom because that's the level of ideas and clarity people walk away with. Listen, there's no pressure, no hard pitch, and absolutely no cost. Just real, practical value packed in 15 minutes. So if you're even thinking about leveling up your marketing, go to markedwardgaffney.com. That's markedwardgaffney.com. Pick a time that works for you. Let's chat. Let's get your questions answered. It might just be the most profitable 15 minutes you spend this year. MEG, your all-in-one marketing powerhouse. All right, back to the show. All right, the next thing I want to talk about is the single most important part of your webinars, and that's how I get appointments from webinars. I've got a lot of pieces here, okay? So I hope you have your pad and pen. Number one is you need to make it known if you're going to be doing a 12 to 15 minute webinar, I like to do it every 2 to 3 minutes. I do a call to action. Literally, my third slide is my call to action, where I'll have a banner and a QR code. And here's what I like to say. Hey, I'm going to go about 20, 25 minutes today. If you hear something you like early on, maybe you can't stay the whole time, you can sign up by clicking that QR code or clicking that banner right now. It'll take you directly to my Calendly, and you can pick a 15-minute Zoom time that works great for you either at your home or office. See what I did there? Right away, I'm letting people know that's the purpose of what we're doing today, okay? And of course, I love to change my voice for the offer. So when I talk about that, clicking the QR code or going to the banner, I slow down, I take my voice down a little bit, okay, because that commands more attention. I don't have to be ramped up the whole time to get what I need to get done. Remember, take my voice down. Offer a gift for an appointment. It could be a book, it could be a white paper, it could be a gift certificate. Little bits of gifting help you get that appointment. Explain what happens in that 15 minute. And by the way, Mark, I don't want to do a 15 minute. I want to do a 30 or 45 minute, maybe even an hour. Listen, you can say whatever you want to say to your blue in the face, but the first time someone meets you via the internet, they don't want to meet you for an hour or 45 minutes or 30 minutes. They are willing to sign up for a 15 minute Zoom. That is best practices. Don't do the 30 or 45 or 1 hour. Okay, you scare people away. 15 minutes, I can give you 15 minutes. And I'm going to explain what's going to happen. So you might talk about your process. In my 15 minute, I talk about no business, okay, or very, very little. I just want to see if, I want to see what they're looking to do and if we're right for each other, okay? So when you call me, I'm going to ask you questions to see if we're right for each other, because why should we waste time if we're not right? Okay. You want to make sure that your final slide has your banner, has your QR code, has your phone number. Okay, it is your recap slide. And I'm going to recap here in a moment, and I'll show you exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, pre-recorded versus live. I love, 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 love going live, because I never know what I'm going to say. And I like to give myself that opportunity, as I like to say, go off on tangents or tell a story about another client that I've worked with. You should not record yourself as a definitive copy or a definitive version of a webinar until you are comfortable with the platform and your material. Otherwise, you're putting a product out there that is below your potential. So I say do 10 live, figure it out, learn how to do it. After 10 live, now you can start pre-recording. My team loves when I pre-record, so I do a lot of that now, because time, if I did all of them live, and I do so many webinars every week, so many webinars, it would be impossible for me to do them all live. Now, I'll go one step further. If you're tracking, as you should be doing, some of your webinars will get better response than others. And if I've got them pre-recorded, then I have the definitive version that I'm going to use. Why do I need to re-record that? If I've got one out there that didn't do as well, that's something I would consider re-recording. Okay. Your closing slide should also have a gift in there, and that gift could be a gift card. Listen, it doesn't have to be anything big. It could be Dunkin' Donuts. It could be Starbucks. It could be Target. It could be Panera Bread. It doesn't need to be anything big. But again, I'm trying to give you the best possible way, best practice to get people to say yes to that 15 minute. All right, the recap. So I'm a huge fan of Zig Ziglar. And I'm going to butcher his Tennessee accent right now, okay? But here's what he says about live presentations. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about it, and then I'm going to tell you what I talked about. And that's what the summary is at the end. You're going to once again let everyone know the things that you talked about to sort of reassure them that setting up an appointment is a good thing. So here's what we've done. We've gone over in part one, best practices for webinar mastery, how to open your webinars for maximum impact, two types of webinars, database and public, custom presentation versus pre-canned, best platforms for conducting webinars, how to maximize appointments from your webinars, the importance of enthusiasm and conviction, pre-recorded versus live case studies. Here's a couple of additional items for you. you should be doing a minimum of 6 webinars a year. To your database, okay, if you purchase Constant Contact and Webinar Jam, I think that's probably $1,200 or $1,300. You have no other fees for your webinars to your database, none. And by the way, if you make $40,000 from a webinar and you had zero costs, what's the ROI on that? It's incalculable, okay? Because your investment was zero. Remember the 50% rule. 50% of people who sign up for these show up, sometimes less. So don't be disappointed. That's what happens. And then lastly, you want to go on 10 minutes early, especially when you're getting started, okay? Because you want to do all your checks. Make sure that all your slides are good, the camera's working, the mic is on. I also recommended people in the very beginning, if you're using something like Webinar Jam, that you have a teammate there to observe as a host to make sure that you're doing your slides properly, getting your video set up, that you're audible. Like I've had this happen to me before where I came out of a video back into my presentation and forgot to turn my mic on. But because I had my teammate there, she let me know right away to turn my mic on. All right, guys, listen, I love webinars. You should love them too. They're big money makers. Oh, I felt like Trump there for a minute. Huge. It's going to be a huge money maker. Hey, that's it for today's episode of the Marketing Mastery Podcast. I hope you leave more equipped, more encouraged, and more empowered to build a practice that reflects excellence and honors your calling.
You've been tuning in to the Advisor Marketing Mastery Podcast with Mark E. Gaffney. Until next time, command attention, own your narrative, and market with distinction.